Mark, one last piece.
Lament for Pasiphae. I've talked a bit about Dr. Lauridsen today, but it was a tough decision years ago in 2009. We had recorded about 90 minutes of music, and so there was a lot we had to cut. And I emailed Skip, I should say Dr. Lauridsen. I emailed Dr. Lauridsen and said, would you mind if I released this track on our newest album? And within 5 minutes, and this is not like Dr. Lauridsen to get back to you so quickly, he said, absolutely, just send me some copies.
But what was it about the piece itself that so moved you that you had to do this?
First of all, I believe that with Dr. Lauridsen, there is music before Dr. Lauridsen in this American choral renaissance, and there is music after Dr. Lauridsen. And when I look at this entire disc, with two exceptions, I'd say that none of these pieces would exist without his influence. And that's a very, very big deal. So that's why it's on the disc.
Take a moment then and listen to the Lament for Pasiphae by Morten Lauridsen. Here's voce, Mark Singleton conducting.
Thank you.
The Lament for Pasiphae by Morten Lauritzen. Mark, this is so much fun, and the disc is, I think, is wonderful. It's going to be fun sharing it with New England Public Radio audience.
There are going to be, obviously, many people are going to pick and choose the tracks that they want to hear from the album, and that's kind of the way things are done now. But one of the things I am so proud of with this disc in particular is that you can listen from track 1 to 11, and it is an experience. If you haven't done that in a while, you should try it with this album. Listen to the whole thing and see where it brings you. And I hope it brings you to a wonderful place of not only zen, but excitement, and then peace.
Mark, thank you so much for coming by. Mark Singleton is the director, artistic director and conductor of Voce, and the new disc is called Music of the Spheres. Thanks again for coming.
Thank you, John.